I am so excited to say that the Ignite Your Fire podcast is back. We're back. And we're going to dive into the new format, what's going to be happening over the coming weeks and months. And of course, our goal, which is to ignite that fire that's inside of you for you to be able to rise to the person you were always meant to become in your business, in your life, whatever that might be. So let's dive back in. Welcome back, everyone. Wow, I am so excited to be back to the Ignite Your Fire Live podcast. I cannot wait to be able to tell you some of the things that have been happening. I mean, it's been actually since August. I'm embarrassed to say, but it has been since August since I have done this podcast. That was the last episode. I think that was episode 26 or 27. And what happened back then? You know, there were a lot of things that were going in my life, and I realized that I wasn't committing to the main thing I needed to commit to, which, by the way, at the time was not this podcast. I was committed to a lot of other things that were getting in the way of the biggest commitment that I have in my life. Do you guys ever get that way where you're so involved in so many other things that you put aside the one commitment that you know that you have, the commitment that ultimately will get you to where you want to go? And sometimes we do that because of fear. Sometimes we actually do that because we're afraid of actually succeeding and actually doing or becoming the thing that we are always meant to become. Well, I had a lot of priorities back in my life that were trying to launch myself into something a little bit different. I was really trying to listen to that voice inside of me telling where I needed to go and what I needed to do. And so at that time in my life, I realized I had to stop a few things. And one of those things was the podcast. But I'm so happy to say now that this is one of my main priorities. It is part and consistent with the ultimate goal that I have, the ultimate commitment I have to myself. And part of that is creating content. And so we are going to be doing this podcast now again, and we're going to change the format a little bit. You guys want to hear? You guys are excited about how this is going to go in the future? So of course, our goal is to ignite your fire. You know, the reason why I wanted to have that as the goal is because most times in life, when you feel like you must do something, or maybe you're in the middle of it, or maybe you're marching towards that ultimate outcome you have in your business or in your life, whatever that might be, you wake up and you don't want to do it. There are so many times that you just won't feel like doing it. I'm here to tell you right now that probably more times than not, if you're like me and you have big, major ambitions, you're not going to feel like doing it. You're not. I'm sorry. And so you have all this fire in your belly in the beginning, especially when you're starting something new. And then, of course, life sets in and you don't want to do it. I've experienced this so many times. So the reason why I want to bring this podcast to you, in addition to a lot of other content that you can follow me on Instagram at Eric Sorensen or on Facebook as well, is to help ignite that fire inside of you on a daily or weekly basis through the podcast or through different content, so that when you don't feel like doing it, you can tune into this and say, okay, what's Eric going to say? Is he going to ignite the fire that's inside of me to keep pushing me to become my best? Because I am in this journey with you. I am no unicorn. I am nowhere near where I want to be right now in life. And I'm sure you're not either. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be marching towards the thing you want to march to, or otherwise you probably wouldn't be here on this podcast. So what do you say then we take this journey together? What do you say we march towards the things that we want to become and the things that we want to do in our lives together? I mean, my goal is to create an extraordinary business that turns into an extraordinary life. Those are the two major things that I want. But how do I accomplish those? Through the mission and calling that I believe that I have, which is to ignite fire inside of people, to wake them up to who they are and help them rise to their potential. That's why I'm wearing this shirt for those of you that are watching this on YouTube. I want to rise and own the life that I have, live life on my terms, achieve the ultimate freedom, which is, of course, our ability to do the things we want to do when we do them without any hindrance of money or any other thing that will limit us to ultimately the things that we want to do. So that's the reason why. Now, why now? Well, let me take you on a little bit of a journey as to what brought me to this point to reignite the fire inside of this podcast, to help ignite the fire inside of you that hopefully will turn into something incredible. You know, the world is not getting any better. Turn on the news for 5 minutes. By the way, I hope you don't, but if you wanted to, turn the news on for 5 minutes and look at what's going on in the world today. It's not pretty. There seems to be so much contention, so much hatred out there. I mean, we're trying to prop up these different groups in society to make them feel special and warm and welcome, And the problem is then we neglect everyone else. You know, the real truth to me for us to be able to solve the problems in society is three words: love one another. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what sexual preference that you have. That is your choice. We have as much freedom. You have as much freedom to choose your path as I do mine. But if we truly love one another, that gets rid of all the contention. That gets rid of all of the things and the categories that we placed on so many people, when the reality is the biggest category, the most important one that you have in your life, is who you are or who you know you can become, and align those two identities. So about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I was marching on my entrepreneurial journey. Some of you followed me for a long time, and I'm so, so grateful that you have followed me for a long time. But I was marching on my entrepreneurial journey. Are you okay, guys, by the way, if I get a little bit vulnerable with you? Are you okay if I share a little bit of personal story? Well, you know, especially if you listen to my content, that my life was really challenging for a very, very long time. And it wasn't until just a year or two ago that I discovered that the reason why, what really truly drives me, is I want to eliminate suffering in the lives of others because of the way that I've suffered. And you're like, wait a minute, Eric, you have a great family, you drive a nice car, you have a 40-acre ranch in Missouri. Yeah, by the way, that is news. That's sort of news since the podcast stopped, or maybe right around the time, I guess, it stopped. But the reality is my life hasn't always been that way. Not even close. I was struggling in a very challenging marriage for very many years with somebody married to somebody with a pretty significant mental disorder, which, if you've ever been in that situation, it's super challenging. There were so many challenges in that long time. It was a really difficult life. And there came a point in my life where I was in a very dark time and I didn't know where to go. You know, I always thought I'm not kind of a happy guy. I always thought depression wasn't real. Yeah, I know. I have since changed my tune on that because I experienced it. And the first time in my life, I was actually depressed. Like, what? What is that? And I didn't even know what it was. I felt it, but I didn't realize that that's exactly what it was. And I remember a really dark time and a really dark day where I didn't really know how to get out of the situation that I was in at the time. And I read a quote that changed my life. And I've shared it before, and I'll share it 1,000 times, because it was my pivot point. It was the thing that essentially turned my entire life around and helped me rise to who I knew I could become. And I've been on that journey relentlessly and aggressively ever since. And here's the quote: "The scariest day of your life is the day you die, when the person you are meets the person you could have become." Now, I have no idea who actually said that quote. In fact, I tried to find it, and the thing, it was quoted as unknown. So maybe I should just own that quote, since that is my creed. That is my declaration to myself that the day I die, the person that I am is and will be the person I can become. And I hope that that quote lights a fire in your belly to become that person. Well, fast forward a few years, and here we are a couple of years ago. I was marching on my entrepreneurial journey. And it's interesting, when you feel called to something and you rise to the calling, it's amazing how all of a sudden there's these unexpected deviations in your journey. Any of you ever experienced that before, where you're going one direction and all of a sudden you have this feeling, hey, you need to do this, and it wasn't the path you thought you were supposed to go, but you ultimately listen to it and follow that path? I have noticed that even though that's true, usually whatever that deviation is, most of the time, it's pretty consistent with ultimately what I'm trying to become anyways. It's a supporting thing that I never really realized was that important. And a couple of years ago, I had a feeling to write a book. Yeah, a feeling to write a book. And I'll be straight with you. I never wanted to be an author. I never thought that was anything that I would want to do. I didn't want to write a book. To me, if you know me, I'm a very high energy, fast paced individual. And for me to stop and sit down is like going backwards 1,000 miles an hour. I have to be going, I have to be moving, because that's essentially my personality. Any of you like that out there? Well, I had this feeling to write this book. And here's the odd thing. I actually had this feeling of what it should be about. Really strange, I know. It's about commitment, which actually made it worse. I'm thinking, like, who doesn't know how to commit to something? Like, who's going to read a book that's about commitment? And I the title came to me, which normally I always struggle with titles of things, names of companies, things like that. I usually am really good at creating programs or being innovative when it comes to the creative message, but the actual title has always been difficult for me. But I knew the title, Commit First. And I said, no, I'm not going to write this. To sit down for 4 hours or 5 hours a day sounds like the most grueling process ever. I am not going to write this dang book. And so I didn't. You know, like the hero's journey. If you've ever read about the hero's journey, what does a hero do? He has a call to adventure. I had this call to adventure. And what happens normally? There's an initial refusal to the call. Now, I wasn't following the script here. This was just real. I just did not want to become an author. I didn't want to write a book. Like, are you kidding me? Especially about something as boring, or at least what I thought was as boring as the word commitment. What? So I didn't write it. She didn't do it. So fast forward to about a year later to about, I don't know, July or August of last year. And I had this feeling again, Eric, write this book. Ugh, I don't want to write a book. I really do not want to write a book. And then I got a call that sort of changed things for me. And it was from a friend that I knew, and she was writing a book. And she said, Eric, would you be a co-author in this book and write a chapter in this book that I'm doing? I said, sure, I'd be more than happy to. So I wrote a chapter in the book. 2 weeks later, I get another call. By the way, if you're on YouTube, you can see that this is the second book right here. The first book, actually, I don't have it up. I should put it up. 2 weeks later, I get another call. Eric, I'm writing a book. Would you be a co-author in this book? I said, sure, why not? Wrote the book. It was published. I get a text about 2 weeks after it's published saying, Eric, you're a bestseller. It's now a global bestseller. It's number one on Amazon in its category. Wrote the book. So for 40 years of my life, not a single person has ever asked me to contribute or be a co-author in a book ever, twice in 1 month. And I'm thinking, okay, I get the picture. I'm going to write the dang book about commitment. As much as I don't want to sit down and do this, I am going to do this because my calling is to be a speaker. My calling is to influence people. My calling is to help create impact in people's lives that ultimately leads to income, to help them create an extraordinary business that turns into an extraordinary life. That's my calling. Writing a book was not part of that. Now I can see how it was part of that. But then I couldn't. So I thought, okay, I'm going to write the book. 4 months later, January, still haven't written the book. And then it hit me, Eric, if you're going to write this book anyways, and you decided last September to finally write the book, when are you actually going to live the principle of commit first? And I realized, wow, I knew the power of commitment. And I had studied commitment for a very long time. I was prepared to write this book because it had been on my mind and I had been diving into the content for 2 years about the subject. Not to mention, when you start hearing the word commitment, you hear it everywhere because nearly everybody talks about it. So finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to finally live the principle that I have been, or that I'm going to be writing about, which is commit first. So what did I do? January 11th came. And if you guys remember this, I don't know if you saw this or not, but go back and look at my Instagram. You'll see this on January 11th. And I went live. I went live to my audience and I said, hey guys, I am so excited because on May 11th, yes, May 11th, my book Commit First is going to be published. You can go to commitfirstbook.com. You can pre-order the book right now. And I am so excited for its release on May 11th. Well, here was the problem. Yes, I went live, but I still hadn't written a single word. True story. So guess what? I made a public declaration. There was no going back, but I made it even worse. You know, I speak a lot at virtual conferences, live in-person conferences. And there was a time from about January to the book released in May where I was speaking two or three times a week at some different conference, mostly virtual. And the reason why I chose the date of May 11th, because that was the date of my live event in Nashville where we had a couple hundred entrepreneurs and business owners showing up to this live event. So knowing this, I told every person that was going to be at that event that they would get the book on May 11th at their seats day one of the conference. And in every single speech from January 11th to May 11th, I mentioned to every person in that audience that they could pre-order the book and it was going to be out on May 11th. You see what I did there? You see the principle of the book, and we'll dive into it in a later podcast. The principle of the book Commit First is to make it a path to make it easier to keep your commitment and harder to break it. Now, most of us make a commitment and it becomes harder to keep the commitment and easier to break it because we're not truly 100% committed to that thing. That's the reason why I stopped the podcast. It's because it was taking time from efforts that I was really pushing and I didn't have the bandwidth at the time to be able to do both, to do the podcast and to really push my soul commitment to help people rise to their potential and accomplish everything that they want in life. So I stopped the podcast knowing that it wasn't a 100% commitment to give me time to create the 100% commitment and fulfill it. You know, there's going to be times in your life where things you want to be committed to shouldn't be committed to. It's just not the right time. So think about the things in your life that you're committed to and think about the major commitment you have in life. And frankly, there should be only one, maybe three max major life commitments that you have in your business, in your work career, in your home, whatever that might be. There should be no more than three, but one is ideal. But it seems like most of us have 1,000 tiny commitments. And the 1,000 tiny commitments sometimes speak louder because they're in front of our face all of the time than the major commitment that we have in life. So I had to set aside everything else to fulfill the major commitment until the point where I felt that I needed to restart and reignite the Ignite Your Fire podcast in order to fulfill that major commitment. And now is the time. I don't know why, but I've just been feeling it lately. So I've hired a team to help me with this as well, which is going to be very helpful. So now all I have to do is get in front of the camera here and record, and they'll do the rest of the magic to make it happen. But that was an incredible experience. Now, just to tell you the punchline of the story, yes, as you know, Commit First did come out on May 11th. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see here is the book right here, Commit First, The Key to Unlock Potential, Break Through Obstacles, and Achieve Your Impossible. The feedback has been absolutely insane. Like, thank you for those that have read, those that have posted about it, those that have taken pictures with the book. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you haven't read it, go to commitfirstbook.com. Actually, I decided to give the book out for free. All you have to do is pay, I think it's $9 shipping and handling, and we'll send it out to you. It is a powerful book. It is not just a nice read. It really is a blueprint for you to create an extraordinary life, because the truth is most of us don't. Most of us live average lives. Most of us don't rise up to the potential that we actually have. Most of us don't live the life of our dreams. And by the way, if average is what you want, that's okay. If good is okay with you, then fine. You have a choice, just like I have a choice. But my choice is extraordinary. You see, I'm not being pushed anymore. I used to be pushed. But once I decided to take that pivot statement that I mentioned earlier into my life and actually apply it, guess what happened? I stopped pushing myself and I started being pulled to the thing, the actions, and the person that I was always meant to become. And it is amazing because I cannot turn it off anymore. Every day I'm thinking, how can I impact another life? How can I help somebody else accomplish the thing that they want to accomplish? What can I say or do that will change a life, even if it's just one person listening right now? How can I be the difference to the one? You know, it's like that story of the starfish that we've all been told before, right? Where I think the little boy goes up and he sees that the tide goes down and there's a bunch of exposed starfish on the beach, and he starts throwing a few of them, even though there's thousands of them there, into the water. And somebody asks him, well, you can't make a difference. There's thousands of these starfish that are likely going to die. And he says, it matters to the one. You know, every single time now that I get up on a stage and speak, or every single time that I turn on the mic, including today, I say the following words. Give me the words. Give me the words that could change a life. Now, of course, it's a prayer, and I believe in God, and I'm asking God to give me the words to inspire me, to give me his words to give to you that will connect with you in your situation today to help you rise to the person that you ultimately can and must become. Wow, what I think one of the biggest tragedies in life is unused potential. You know, I've heard it said before that one of the saddest places on earth is the graveyard. Not necessarily because people have passed on. That, and that alone can be tragic. But because the graveyard is where you find the most unused, unrealized potential on earth. Those that have passed on with regret. Those that have passed on that didn't use the talents that God had blessed them with to change the world. That, my friends, is a major tragedy. I was on that path. I was on that path for most of my life, just until the last, what, 4 years, maybe 5 years, maybe. I mean, I hated listening to podcasts. I didn't like reading books. I didn't like going to conferences. And the reality is that in my situation here, I fortunately had an opportunity to wake myself up to who and what I could become. And that changed everything for me in my life. And I have been on this relentless pursuit, as I mentioned earlier, ever since. So I think that at the end of our lives, I think the biggest thing that might haunt us is regret. I already have regret for the first 20 years of my career of not becoming the person I was meant to become, maybe 15 years. I have so much regret and it haunts me at times. And I try not to look past it because I can't change the past. I can only change the future. So I am so, so grateful and I'm so honored that you are here on this journey with me. And I hope you join us every week for this podcast so that we together can ignite the fire that is inside of us. Now, just one last thing before we end. That fire that's inside of you, it's there. And I want you to think of, what is that fire? You know, are you actually acting every day like the person you have become or could become? Like the person you really were born to be? Mark Twain, I love his quote, the two most important days of your life are the day you die and the day you were born and the day you find out why. I love that quote. Have you found out why you were born or what you were born for? Have you found out what that fire is in your belly that actually drives you and actually can define it, know what it is? You know, when I started this journey just a few years ago and I discovered that, it probably took me a year or two or more to understand what that fire was. And now I know what I am called to. And I know what my purpose is in life. And I will never stop until the day I die. Because I do not want to be in the grave and in the ground with any untapped and unrealized potential still inside of me. I want to exhaust all of it. I want to change lives. I don't want people to suffer. I want to, hopefully, if I can, be an instrument in the hands of God to help somebody else rise to the potential that they have and know that there is more for them out there in this life. It is not just the 9 to 5, you know, go home, wake up early, rinse and repeat over and over, never, ever getting off the hamster wheel of life. But I'll tell you right now, in order for you to do that, you are going to have to get uncomfortable. You are going to have to look at the person in the mirror, the one person that can change and improve your situation. And then you're going to have to fight the voices against you. Those negative voices in your head and from other people that say, why don't you just be like everybody else? Why can't you just stop this insane amount of passion for something better? You know, better is out there. Extraordinary is out there if you want it. And how about we together not only create the extraordinary, but live the extraordinary lives that we possibly can? So welcome back to the Ignite Your Fire podcast. And let's ignite each other's fire, get the fire in our bellies so that every day we can wake up and rise up to the person we were always meant to become. You guys good for this journey? All right, please make sure you follow me here on YouTube, on Spotify, iTunes, whatever that might be. Please make sure you follow me on Instagram at Eric Sorensen, or friend me on Facebook, or follow me on Facebook on my business profile or LinkedIn. Let's connect. If you have a chance, go to commitfirstbook.com. Get the book because it will change your life. Commit First Book. I mean, you can get it on Amazon as well if you want. I think it's, I don't know, $17, $18 on Amazon, and it's $9 shipping and handling on on commitfirstbook.com. So either way, that's fine, but get the book. All right, guys, that is it for today. Continue marching on towards that goal, because you were meant to be more than you are today. So thanks, guys.